This is Sam. Thank you for visiting teachbible.org's Daily Insight for January the 26th. Today's Bible verse is the same as of the last few days. Romans 8:30. It says there, "And those he predestined, he also called. Those he called, he also justified. Those he justified, he also glorified." End of quote. In yesterday's insight, we have learned that a believer in Christ is sanctified forever, positionally by the act of justification. Hebrews chapter 10 beautifully explains this truth. It says in verse 11 that in the olden days, referring to the Old Testament sacrificial system, in those olden days, day after day, every priest stands and performs his religious duties again and again by offering the same sacrifice, which can never take away sins. But when this priest, referring to Jesus Christ, when he offered one-time sacrifice for sins, referring to his death, burial, and resurrection as the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world, John 1:29 and 35, then he sat down at the right hand of God, proving the finished work once for all, in contrast to the olden days priest who stands all the time to make repeated sacrifices. You see, then it says in verse 14, it says, "For by one sacrifice he has made perfect forever those who are being made holy." It says, "For by one sacrifice he," Jesus, "has made perfect forever those who are being made holy." This verse addresses the positional and progressive sanctification beautifully in one verse. The first part of the verse informs us of the completed once-for-all justification, which also means positional sanctification. And the second part of the verse talks about the progressive nature of sanctification. A believer in Christ is made perfect forever and is being made holy. Then verse 16 to 17 links the new covenant promises from Jeremiah 31, 31 to 34. And it says, "The Lord, I will put my laws upon the heart and upon their mind, and I will write them." And then it says, listen carefully, it says, "And their sins and lawless deeds I will remember no more." This is the new covenant. Here, the first part of the verses from 16 to 17 shows how the progressive sanctification happens in a believer's life. How does it happen? It says God put his laws upon their heart and he writes them upon their mind. And the second part is the result of the justification. The result of the justification is their sins and lawless deeds I will remember no more. Does this mean a believer can continue in sins? Good question. Apostle Paul says in Romans 6:1, it never meant that way. He says, "May it never be." See, if we carefully read the New Testament, and for that part, the Old Testament also, we come to terms with the fact that God's intention of predestination, divine call, legally declared justification, and clothing of Christ and his righteousness on an undeserving sinner is to heighten their moral life to match with his pronouncement of justification. You see, it is God's call that a believer would live worthy of his calling. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 1 says, "To walk in a manner worthy of the calling with which you have been called." End of quote. Romans 8:29 says, "Those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son." End of quote. The progressive sanctification concept is summarized in this verse. God foreknew a believer and he predestined, called in time, justified him so that he or she would be progressively conformed to the likeness of Jesus Christ. You see, the phrase "to be conformed" expresses an ongoing process of becoming and looking like Jesus. The Bible also informs us the process of progressive sanctification does not happen overnight or quickly. It takes time and effort from a believer, the illumination and the divine help from the Holy Spirit of God who indwells in him, and the power of the Word of God, the Bible, to make it happen. When Paul wrote to the churches of Galatia, he wrote this, "My dear brethren, for whom I am again in the pains of childbirth until Christ is formed in you. End of quote. In justification, a believer has clothed himself with Christ, Galatians 3:27, and his righteousness. It is also true, as Colossians 1:27 says, Christ is in you, the hope of glory, because of justification. However, listen, it does not mean Christ is formed in you. Christ forming in a believer is the progressive sanctification. Progressive sanctification would not be fully achieved or attained on this side of the eternity when we live on this earth. Why? Because no believer would become like Christ in its entirety until glorification happens. 1 John chapter 3 verse 2b. We will see the conflict, struggle a believer in Christ experiences in the process of progressive sanctification in tomorrow's Daily Insight. Would you pray with me today? Father in heaven, I thank you for revealing me the truths about your salvation that you beautifully planned in the eternity past. I accept the salvation and eternal life you offer me now by accepting Jesus as my Savior and Lord. I believe Jesus died, buried, and rose again for my sins. Please forgive my sins and save me today. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.